Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The Department of Justice is in the process of searching President Biden's vacation home in Rehoboth, Delaware. NPR's Scott Detrow reports the DOJ is investigating classified documents found among Biden's personal files.
A week and a half ago, FBI agents spent nearly 13 hours combing through Biden's Wilmington residence and emerged with several more classified items. Today, according to a statement from Biden's personal attorney, the Department of Justice is going through Biden's vacation home. Bob Bauer says in the statement that Biden is cooperating with the probe, which is being led by a special prosecutor. A source familiar with the ongoing situation emphasized that, like the Wilmington search, this was agreed to and carried out without a warrant, unlike this summer's FBI search of former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate for classified documents there. Scott Detrow, NPR News, Washington.
Classified documents were also recently found at the Indiana home of former Vice President Mike Pence. Trump's facing his first challenge for the 2024 Republican presidential nomination. A source tells NPR that former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, who served 2 years as the ambassador to the UN during the Trump administration, is expected to formally announce her campaign next month. A massive ice storm is hitting the Mid-South and southern U.S. In Texas, more than 230,000 customers are without power. Here's NPR's Kristen Wright.
Dangerous ice is building from Tennessee into Arkansas and Mississippi and through Texas. The additional half inch of ice, hazardous sleet, and freezing rain are bringing down trees and power lines. In Texas, outages are widespread and car pileups are scattered across roads. Bob Orovec with the National Weather Service says the ice storm is growing more intense.
Ice is terrible in the sense that a lot of times you can't see it. It's on the roads. It's going to be really bad travel-wise, anywhere from central to northern Texas, northeastward into western Tennessee.
Air travel tracker FlightAware says thousands of flights are canceled or delayed. Kristen Wright, NPR News.
The Federal Reserve wraps up a two-day meeting today. NPR's David Gura reports Wall Street's expecting the Fed to announce its hiking interest rates again.
Markets expect another increase, this time of a quarter point, a smaller hike than at the last meeting in December. Recent economic data have indicated high inflation is starting to ease, which gives the Fed the latitude to raise rates less aggressively. But Matthew Luzzetti, the chief U.S. economist at Deutsche Bank, says the rate decision itself is not what's most important.
I think the bigger question is, what guidance or signals do they give us about the future path of monetary policy?
There's a growing disconnect between what Wall Street expects the Fed to do and what policymakers have said about the Fed's path forward. And Fed Chair Jerome Powell can address that head-on at his highly anticipated news conference after the meeting. David Gura, NPR News, New York.
You're listening to NPR News. Yelp's content moderators are reporting a sharp increase in the number of hate-filled reviews of businesses. The company that lists consumers' ratings and reviews of establishments across the U.S. says it removed more than 2,000 troubling posts last year. The San Francisco-based Yelp says Asian American businesses experience the worst hate-filled reviews, but Yelp says disparaging content also targeted Black, Latino, and LGBTQ people. Tampa Bay Buccaneers quarterback Tom Brady says he's retiring for good. He said the same thing last year and then reversed course, but Brady said on Twitter today he's ready to move on. He won't be leaving football altogether. He previously signed a broadcast commentary deal with Fox News, reportedly totaling nearly $400 million over 10 years. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland has announced its ballot for the class of 2023, spanning music from rap to country from member station WKSU. Kabir Bhatia has details.
Whiskey River, take my mind.
8 acts make their debut on the ballot this year, including Willie Nelson, The White Stripes, rapper Missy Elliott, and posthumously, George Michael. They reflect the Rock Hall's new statement that rock and roll music is, quote, the collision of R&B, country, and gospel. British singer-songwriter Kate Bush and metal band Iron Maiden are among those returning to the ballot, having been eligible for nearly two decades. Acts are eligible for induction 25 years after the release of their first record and chosen by a panel of musicians, critics, and an online fan vote. In May, a half dozen artists will be announced as the final inductees. For NPR News, I'm Kabir Bhatia in Cleveland.
This is NPR News.